USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Between Facebook and Twitter, I have 25 million people. It's a big asset. You have to use it right, but it's a big asset.
But she'll tell you when you use it wrong.
She can give me very good advice.
Donald Trump appearing with his wife, Melania, on Good Morning America. Trump said his wife doesn't always agree with what he puts out on social media, but he continues to tweet because it's an asset. Trump on the campaign trail said the liberally slanted media is starting to get nervous about his campaign gaining momentum.
We're winning a lot of states. You're getting a little word back there, I'll tell you. The media is saying, what's going on over here? You have to see in Florida, they have lines that are four blocks long trying to get into the polling booth. They've never seen that before.
The former Rutgers student, once convicted of a hate crime and the suicide of his roommate, pleading guilty to a lesser charge. Darun Ravi will be sentenced to time served. He recorded Tyler Clemente in an intimate encounter. Clemente later killed himself because of the exposure. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Defense Department now suspending their efforts to take back enlistment bonuses from our soldiers. Here's more from Chris Barnes.
When a promise is made to our men and women in uniform, we should keep it.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest reacting to news that the Pentagon is suspending efforts to take back re-enlistment bonuses, which it said may have been improperly awarded to some members of the California National Guard.
It'll be important for them to follow through in taking these steps to ensure the men and women of the California National Guard know that the Commander-in-Chief has their back.
Around 2,000 California National Guard members were affected. Many of them had served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say they've broken up a massive fraud scheme that defrauded thousands of people of hundreds of millions of dollars. The U.S. Justice Department unsealed an indictment today revealed the scheme involved 56 people that posed as IRS agents and immigration authorities. They're accused of taking more than $300 million from unwitting victims. More news online at usaradio.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A man whose wife and two daughters were killed in a home invasion that is running for the State House in Connecticut is being attacked by a Democratic labor union as being abusive to women and daughters. Here's the story.
Dr. William Pettit lost his wife and two beloved daughters in the 2007 Cheshire home invasion. He's running for state representative in his new hometown of Plainville. He says the online ad placed by Labor United for Connecticut urging voters to stop Trump and Pettit's attack on women and families is outrageous.
For a shadowy political organization to blatantly ignore that work and publish a despicable ad is reckless, but also incomprehensible.
The union has now pulled the ad, but is refusing to apologize for it. Sarah Lee Kessler, Connecticut.
The lawyers for America's toughest sheriff asking for a new judge in a case against him. Here's the story.
Attorneys for Arpaio believe the judge in the case engaged in improper, private, and off-the-record meetings about the case with the court-appointed official who has been investigating the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Arpaio's attorneys say the Phoenix longtime lawman will plead not guilty to the charges. Arpaio is trying to get reelected and has been running ads saying the Obama administration is after him for his stance on immigration. He's due back in court in December. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Multi-million-dollar settlement has been reached in connection with last year's deadly train crash in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. U.S. District Court judge ordered a $265 million settlement. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, where you will hear wonderful programs about business and community activities. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here, Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. Every afternoon on Thursdays, every week, from the 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll hear programs about business concepts, business concerns, and tips that you can put into action. If you miss the live show, you can hear Teachable Moments in Business reruns on the archives. Just go to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website and click on Teachable Moments in Business. And this is just one of the many hundreds of programs that are archived that will be very beneficial to business people, whether they're entrepreneurs, established business owners, or perhaps employees who really want to get ahead in business. Keep in mind that business today is changing at a very rapid pace. Today, it's all about helping other people by sharing information, and that's what this program is all about. Today, we're going to interview a very wonderful business owner and entrepreneur who's in this area of New Jersey, who I met at a business event recently, and we really hit it off really well. You'll get to meet her. Her name is Jane Bond, and the name of her business is Echo Dog Care. And so we'll explain more about what she does, and I'm sure you're going to pick up some wonderful tips that would be beneficial to you. But in the meantime, let's take a look at the weather report. So as I drove into the studio here in Flemington today, it was drizzling slightly. And according to the forecast, we're looking at a high near 50 degrees today with southeast winds about 7 miles per hour. There's a chance of precipitation at 90%, as we saw when I came in here today. Tonight, rain mostly before 2 a.m. in the morning with a low of about 45 degrees. And again, a slight wind. So there's a chance of precipitation this evening at 80%. And tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny day with a high near 55. It will be breezy with a northwest wind that will be a little windier, 13 to 20 miles per hour. Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low about 35, with northwest winds at 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming light west after midnight. So on Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But when we come back for the extended weather forecast, I'll share with you the forecast for Saturday and Sunday and into Monday so you can be prepared to enjoy your weekend.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. And today I'm happy to have this wonderful guest to share with us information about her business and to perhaps give us some tips that we have never learned about in the past. She's from the pet industry, so I want to welcome you, Jane Bond, to be here in this program today.
Thanks very much.
And I'm excited to learn more about you. Jane and I met when I gave a presentation to pet industry professionals back about a month or so ago, and she was in the audience, and we got to talking about her business, and it so happens that she's based not too far from here, so it worked out really well for her to visit our program today. So Jane owns Echo Dog Care, but what I'd like to know, tell us more about your business, because I'm not clear exactly the scope of it and who your business associates are.
Okay. We started back in 2010 officially. My sister and I started it. She lives in Los Angeles, and I live here in New Jersey, actually Flemington resident for 30 years. I left AT&T in 2009 because I have MS, so I'm disabled and couldn't really keep up with the corporate lunacy. And my sister was a senior executive in sales with AT&T as well, and she just got really burned out. And so she asked me one day, kind of out of the blue, did I want to go into business with her? And I was like, okay. So that's how we did it. It was really a leap of faith. And we synced up almost immediately on what our core value was to the market, what we wanted to do and what we thought would make us different. In that, Karen is a real wizard with dogs. She really understands how to manage dogs, how to care for dogs. It sounds like a simple thing, but it isn't. She has a real magic with them. And I really wanted to bring the eco, the green flavor to the business because I care about it. She cares about it as well, but I'm really passionate about that. So we decided that we would form, we tried to call it Echo Dog Care in the beginning, and everyone got confused and kept spelling our name, ECHO. So I finally ceded and called it Eco Dog Care because I have a better chance of getting them to understand who we are.
Okay.
So that's how we started. Yep.
Now, did you have experience in the dog world?
Zero. My sister and I and my brother are all very animal kind of people, but Karen's the one who's got a lot of experience with dogs and in the rescue group. She's very connected with the rescue groups out in Los Angeles. So that was a network of people that we knew that we would have kind of normal relationships with, that we could kind of learn about and tap into. And she's been living in her – she lives in mid-city Los Angeles, and she's been in her neighborhood for the last 20 years. And so she wanted to create a real neighborhood feel for the business, because we have two businesses. The where we started was a services business. We rented a 5,000 square foot building right on Pico Boulevard, and we have cage-free daycare and boarding, as well as bathing, grooming, and self-wash. And she really wanted, she was fierce about self-wash because she wanted to make it easy for people to care for their dogs. And so it was all about trying to make sure that we were integrated into the neighborhood, that we were serving neighborhood needs. And so that's really where we started from. But when we started looking at how we were going to, what we were going to use in the business, what kind of cleaning products, what kind of everything, you know, we started to look for shampoos and sprays, and we couldn't find anything that really met our standards. So we decided to create our own. And I have a friend who just left Colgate, who is a fragrances bench chemist. And so he knows all about that part of the business. And so I dragged him into it and said, okay, this is what we're trying to use, we need. We need a biodegradable base. We need a really eco-smart base. And then we want you to layer in essential oils and botanicals to really to fight fleas and ticks, to cleanse and soothe and moisturize. And that product business, we use it for our own operation, self-wash and grooming and so forth. Then people started asking us, can I buy this? Can I buy that? So we launched Eco Dog Care products the following year in 2011. And that's where we've kind of evolved slowly from that point.
Well, that's really interesting. You know, here in this program, Teachable Moments, we talk about the importance of having a business plan. In fact, I teach business plans at Raritan Valley Community College for the SBDC there. And many people don't have plans. When they do have a plan or a plan to write one, I recommend that they consider their vision and their mission. You had a vision. You and your sister, and her name is Karen. Yeah. You and she had a vision for what you wanted to do, and of course, the mission is what you do to carry out that vision. The other thing we talk about is differentiation, and you really pointed out some differentiation in the kennel operation with the grooming.
Yes.
So what are the key bullet points, would you say, are the differentiators?
I think we're cage-free, 100% cage-free. And the other thing that differentiates, we did a lot of what I would call field research before we, A, picked out our location, because we learned a lot about – we went to a lot of different places in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is dog happy, lots and lots. So there are lots of – quote-unquote competition out there. We went and drove around and looked at them and went into some of them. And one of the things that we saw that were important for us, which seems silly, but we needed to have a safe parking area. So that was important for us because dogs can very easily bolt on leashes. So that was important. The other thing that was important is we wanted all of the dogs up front. A lot of these places had a very pleasant front desk, you know, very charming staff, but they put the dogs behind the wall. So you don't know what is going on with the dogs, either good or bad. You just don't know. So our design for our business is very open. We have 5,000 square feet, as I said, and there's a desk kind of in the center at the back, but all of the dog areas are like in a U shape. So, and there's big mirrors, one big mirror on the corner so that we can see even in the area behind. So there's a constant visual. And we have doggy cams and so forth. But what's more important that we let people know that there's nothing going on. It's all out in the open. It can make it pretty noisy, but it's better.
But it's accomplishing the task.
It is.
Again, it was your vision for that program. That sounds wonderful. What I'd like to do, we have to share information about our advertisers.
Sure.
But when we come back, let's talk about the differentiators for your health, the healthcare side of your business.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, and you're listening to my guest, Jane Bond, who is the owner and co-owner of a kennel in California in Los Angeles and a line of pet care products that are manufactured here on the East Coast, Eco Dog Care LA and Eco Dog Care Products. So we were talking about the differentiators that the kennel offers to their clients, and it sounds like it's a unique approach to offering kennel and grooming services, which is great. So I've asked Jane to share with us what are the differentiators in the product lines that she's has formulated. So you can love to hear more about that.
Sure. There were actually, back even 5 years ago, there were quite a few healthy, eco-friendly dog care products. So products that I would have say have a neutral impact on the environment. So they're biodegradable and they're chemical-free or toxin-free, as it's more accurate. But what was missing for us is what we call eco-smart. And so we wanted something that kind of the first step is that it's got to be eco-friendly. And a lot of these had – they were eco-friendly and they had pretty scents, and that was nice. But we didn't want just something that had pretty scents. We wanted to tap into nature's power to heal and soothe and protect from fleas and ticks. So there are a lot of essential oils and botanicals like avocado and aloe, jojoba, argan oil, myrrh, lavender. These are all essential oils and botanicals that have been around for centuries that people have used to help prevent infections, to soothe itchy skin, colloidal oatmeal. These are what we call functional values. So our product has that base start. It's eco-friendly. It's cruelty-free. It's biodegradable. It doesn't poison the groundwater because it has no phosphates or sulfates, which is a big deal out in Los Angeles. But that's where we start. And then what we do is we layer on these essential oils that deliver specific value. And so they smell incredibly great. People love the scent. And some people use it on themselves. Truly, they do. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful because our dogs like live with us. They're on our couches and our beds and our cars, and so they better smell good.
Yeah.
But it's not just about being pretty. It's about actually delivering functional value, and that's what differentiates our products. It makes them a little – the price point puts them a little bit higher because those are more expensive. So there is a little bit of a challenge of getting consumers to accept that soap-free shampoo works really well even though it doesn't foam up a lot. But we can always point to our 5 years of experience with 30 dogs a day in our LA business to say, yeah, we know it works, because if it didn't, we would have been out of business a long time
ago. That's true.
That's We're kind of our own best customers that respect.
Yeah, that's good. You know, years ago, I used to hear about ingredients in certain pet products that were considered to be novel ingredients. Are the ones that you're using fall in that category? And I'm not sure what novel means at this point.
I think that what has become as a consumers, we have become more educated in general about all kinds of healthcare and cleaning products for people. And so that which was considered maybe novel or unique is kind of now I see in Walmart I can see the products for humans saying, oh, paraben free or phthalate free. Who would have expected that? I wouldn't have expected that. Yeah. But now everybody becomes more educated about, wait a second, those things cause problems. They're toxins, and maybe it isn't so great to be using this on ourselves. And so I've taken the next step and say, well, it's probably not so great to be using it on your dog either, because two things. It's bad for their skin, and secondly, you're the one washing your dog, so you're washing in those same toxins. Why would you do that if you had a choice? So that's what we're making people aware of, is that there is a choice. And even if the science isn't particular, you know, maybe we can't draw a perfectly straight line between A, phthalates, and B, cancer. There's still enough of a fuzzy dotted line that I say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, I don't want to use it for myself. Why would I use it on my dog?
Exactly.
You know?
That's really – I love the fact that you've done the kind of research that you've done, and you really do – you're not trying to cater to the popular – whims. You're really.
We're trying.
Yeah. Well, it's a. It's
There's a little
challenge.
Dent on my forehead from banging against a wall.
Is that
but
what
still,
it is? I wondered about.
You
that.
Wondered about the dent. You said, "Oh, don't mention that dent," but I'll bring it up.
That's funny. Now you have Simply Clean and Simply Fresh. How many products do you have in the line?
We have two versions of our shampoo: Simply Clean Original Formula and Simply Clean Anti-Itch. We got that feedback. We were at the Green Festival in Los Angeles and in New York City at the Javits Center. And people came up and asked us, do you have an anti-itch formula? I have a dog that has all these problems with not systemic problems like a food allergy or anything, but environmental, pollution, dander, smoke. They have itchy skin. So we said, no, we don't, but we better go figure it out.
Yeah.
So we did. So we introduced anti-itch formula in June. We also have Simply Fresh is our deodorizing spray. We call it a between bath spray. And that's for if you don't have time to wash your dog, what you can do is spray Simply Fresh on, rub it through their skin, brush it out, and they smell terrific. And you don't have to – so we've had customers tell us it helps with the wet dog smell. So if they go out with their dogs and they get all kind of wet, just clean it up and it's good. And then we're introducing in 2 months now, end of the year, we'll be introducing another version of our spray, Simply Fresh, and it'll be called Simply Soft, and it's a grooming spray. So it's the same base of purified water and additional essential oils and botanicals, and that'll make grooming easier. We have Simply Shiny that we just reintroduced last month for, based on customer demand, which is a conditioning rinse. Not a lot of people condition their dogs. It's kind of like an extra step that you probably don't need to take, but some customers really want to, so yeah. We decided to reintroduce it. And at the end of the year, we're also bringing in Simply Gentle, which is an alcohol-free ear cleanser. Most ear cleansers have alcohol. It doesn't mean they're bad. It's just that some people would like a choice of having alcohol-free. So we had to source witch hazel that is alcohol-free, and that's a little bit trickier. But we found an organic grower in, if I want to say, Indiana, that we're getting the alcohol-free witch hazel, and then we'll introduce that. So it gives people a choice.
Yeah, that's interesting. Since you mentioned Indiana, I had a bunch of other questions.
Oh,
but
sure.
Since that popped up, are you able to source ingredients from many of the American suppliers?
Yes, that's where our primary objective is to source where we can non-GMO, non-GMO and vegan and organic, wherever we can. And we look in the U.S. first.
Right.
We can't always find it, but we found this great supplier. By looking for witch hazel, for alcohol-free witch hazel, we stumbled on this whole thing that they can do. So we ordered some honeysuckle. We ordered some geranium, rose geranium. So we kind of find it as we go. We're very small. There's only my sister and I, my friend Joe, who does the formulations, and we have 5 part-time folks. And I drag my husband in every once in a while to help me with marketing. So that's our goal. We are a vegan product because we don't use shark cartilage squalane, which is a preservative. We use olive oil squalane.
Huh.
So that makes a difference for people.
Right.
So I just answered questions last week about are we gluten-free. And I had to say, no, we aren't, because I had to go back and look at really hard, going, wait a second, colloidal oatmeal, probably not.
Yeah.
So I had to do a whole bunch of research. I'm like, aha. So it's, we're pretty small, so we're just kind of go step by step.
Yeah. But I think the fact that you can pretty much say you're made in America,
certainly
processed here. And
oh, absolutely.
You manufacture here in New Jersey?
No, actually in my friend lives in Idaho, of all places. So we are quite the global domination here.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got New Jersey, Idaho, and California. And I just found out, one of the things that's really helped me is to be connected to a couple of industry groups. So I'm part of American Pet Professionals, and I just joined the Women in the Pet Industry. And I found out how to do business in Canada. I just downloaded some information about how to do business in Canada, and I posted it on both sites. And I said, in case anybody else wants to know. Well, somebody on the American Pet said, thank you very much, this is great, but we started a conversation. And then I got the personnel over in Seattle in the other group sent a copy and copied me on it, sent a copy of this Canada report to her friend who was in Florida, and she copied me, and I said, I just shared it with her. So it was this weird triangle of people in Florida, New York, and Seattle. It was so fun.
That is awesome.
I know. Relationships matter an awful lot. You find out people have already hit the same problems you've had,
Yeah, it certainly does. And, of course, American Pet Professionals is the organization that introduced us when I gave a presentation. I've been a member of Women in the Pet Industry. I've been a member of that for 4 years or more right now. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a couple years ago, I was on one of the short lists for Woman of the Year.
I didn't
win it, but I was on the short list.
Well, the women who just introduced me, because I was on Nancy's American Pet Professionals website, and that led me to finding someone she's out in Arizona, Elise Horvath, and she owns Natural Paws. And she is another small company doing this natural space, and she does ear cleanser. And so I said, how about if I advertise your stuff on my sites and you advertise mine? It's kind of a loose co-marketing thing.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and then she says, well, you should do Women in the Pet Industry. And she just won the Woman of the Year, Women Petrepreneur or something, the entrepreneur thing. And so it was just this very strange circle. And this woman in Florida, Kelly Eisen, she owns Einstein Pet Treats. And I don't know anything about shipping pallets and stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't know what. Well, she found me, and I found her, and she started giving me advice.
That's
cool.
That is so interesting. It just – you know, networking is so critical in business today. You just can't sit behind your desk and assume something's going to happen. You have to be proactive, either, you know, reaching up through social media, through joining organizations.
You have to be afraid not to be stupid. You have to be afraid to ask the dumb question, because that's usually the one that trips everybody wanting
that's
to help
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you have to be a risk taker.
Oh, yeah.
You've done that. I've done that. And, yeah, I took a risk when I told my next-door neighbor that I'd sell his 20 tons of dog food.
Isn't I know.
It?
That's awesome.
That
I know. Right. But it goes to my rule. Nobody died. You just go out and shot.
I know. We figured it out. You
figured out. I think you can figure out most stuff if you're willing to say, I don't even know how to start.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I was well-trained in AT&T. I work with all really highly technical, really smart people, and that's not my space. I did not come from that space. But I found if I just asked, they were more than willing. There's a lot of generous people out there who are willing to share with you stuff. Some people are jerks, but I would find easily 80% of the people I talked to were perfectly right. happy to help me.
So. Yeah, that's true. And that background knowledge was invaluable for you. And the same was true for me, because I was the first woman selling for Xerox in the state of New Jersey. And I had to prove, of course, that I was qualified to have that position. In fact, you know, I had to give a sales presentation to the sales manager at my branch in Mountainside, New Jersey at the time to prove that I was qualified, because everybody was – they were all men that were – actually newly graduated male graduates. And
AT&T was very much like that. We were once in a meeting and someone said – I was the executive assistant to the vice president, and they said, well, somebody – we should have copies made. And they looked at me and I said – do you have some confusion that I'm wearing a skirt, so I know do you know how to use the copy machine? And they were so horrified that I said that, but I said it with a kind of a smile that they got paralyzed, and then they went and made their own copies.
Good for you.
Well, you got to. I mean, you know, you got to draw lines.
You're my kind of woman.
You got to draw lines. Am I wearing a skirt? You think I know how to run the copier? Are you wrong?
Okay,
we're going to teach a man to fish thing. You know, I got to teach him how to fish.
There you go. We're going to take a little news break here, and I'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
In this case, it was what apparently just seemed to be a vagrant in a vestibule, and it turned out to be the most important terrorist case solved since 9/11.
A police spokesman today as they released the body cam footage showing the arrest of the terrorist bomber in New York and New Jersey. Officials released the video to show that the officers followed the procedures to the letter. Donald Trump on the campaign trail today, asking for people to make a change in Washington.
I'm asking people to break from the bitter failures of the past and to imagine the amazing possibilities for our future and our future together.
The Federal Communications Commission considering new consumer privacy rules that will provide the same protections for Internet users as they provide to phone users. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and I have a guest here today, Jane Bond, who's the owner of Eco Dog Care. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for this weekend. So here on Thursday afternoon, it has been raining slightly. But moving forward into Saturday morning, this is when it's going to, there'll be a slight chance of showers after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But it theoretically will be mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Now, on Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., and it will be mostly cloudy with a low of about 50 degrees. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers after 9 a.m. and then partly sunny with high near 65, and maybe a chance of showers to about 30%. Sunday night, another chance of showers before 9 p.m. I think we're having a drought here in New Jersey. I guess this will help. It will be mostly cloudy on Sunday night with a low of about 39 degrees, so it's going to get colder. And then Monday morning, mostly sunny with a high near 58. So it looks like our temperatures are up and down, and Monday looks good at any rate. So I want to thank Jane for being here with me today. We've been talking about her products. For her eco dog care company, she has Simply Clean, Simply Fresh, Simply Shiny, a couple other brands. But one of the a couple other products in the line. How many package sizes? I'm curious. Do you have in each of those categories?
We have Simply Clean and Simply Shiny are in 16-ounce bottles. Simply Fresh and Simply Soft are in 8-ounce bottles, as will be Simply Gentle. We also offer a starter kit, so we offer two 4-ounce bottles of Clean and Fresh in a starter kit, and so people can kind of get a sense of what it's like. And then we also offer a to-go, EcoDog 2.go, which is a gift box with 4 ounces of each the shampoo and the spray in a paw print box. And that it's a nice little it's a nice gift to give because it's under $20 and it's pleasantly packaged and it's easy. And so there are a lot of people who have, you know, teachers or friends, you know, house guests, they just want to give a little thing too. That's what Eco 2.go.
That sounds very
nice. It's fun. Yeah, it's a cute little thing. Yeah.
You know, you and I had talked about target audiences, and as I said in the class that I conducted, it's difficult to really move a business forward until you really know who you want to do business with. And a lot of people just don't know. In fact, I may have told you, and I'll mention it here on the program, we get calls from my company is Animal Brands. It's one of my DBAs under Califine Connection LLC. And I get calls from manufacturers who want us to represent them. And one of the key questions that I have for them is, who is your target audience? And I am just amazed constantly whenever I hear people say, well, my target audience is anybody with a dog. And you just can't do business with anybody. You have to be specific. And today you need to be really a niche player. And you have to be able to identify the target audience that may be an underserved category of business. But when I hear that answer, anybody with a dog, I'm thinking, well, is it big dogs, little dogs, show dogs? Attack dogs, are they German Shepherds or poodles? Do they live in Boston or Washington? You know, you really do have to narrow it down.
It's
so you
really
have
important.
Done that.
Yeah, it's really, and what I've come to understand finally, well, I've only been in business 5 years, but I finally came to understand in the last couple of months after talking with you at the business event, is that we actually have two different markets. Our services business in Los Angeles is really geared toward dog lovers who live within a 3 to 5 mile range of our business. And those are predominantly dog people who are very educated consumers. They know that they care about the eco. They care about green. But they're very specific. And so I have to design my advertising around that neighborhood, and it's really dogs. So I emphasize our rescue work, and I emphasize our neighborhood, and I emphasize the care we give to dogs. My other business, Eco Dog Care Products, is really what I've come to understand. It's not really, I don't think, best suited to dog people. It's really suited to green people who have dogs. So the primary distinction for the services business is dog people who care about green. The primary target for the products business is green people who have dogs. And you think that that sounds the same, and it's not. So I have to go after different targets for the green business. So I advertise on Instagram and I advertise on Facebook and we're on Google, which is a pain in the neck. But those we really have to target to different people. And that's what I've kind of learned is that even if you're working with an independent pet retailer like Barclays, and we sell in Barclays as well, that is a really dog-centric business. And there are some established brands out there like Earthbath, one of my quote-unquote competitors, which is very good. And that's the one that's been out there the longest, and that's the one that customers are most comfortable with. So if they're dog people and they have any green inclinations, they're going to go to something that's very traditional, very very much known in the marketplace. But if you go to a health food store, they may not have a lot of dog products. So we're talking to the folks at Big Bear Naturals in Lambertville. So that's predominantly a quote-unquote green store. It's a health food, green eco store. They have a very limited selection of dog care products. Therefore, they might be more open to us as a new brand because they haven't already made a decision that the only brand here should be X. So that's what, as we've kind of come to that conclusion, and this is all thinking I've been doing since our conference, is truly they're linked. There's kind of like a Venn diagram. There's some linkage, but we have to stay a little bit. And the tricky thing is to make sure I have my Facebook and my branding and my Instagram stuff. I have to try to keep it balanced so I don't look like I'm overweighting. You know, I have to balance where I'm spending my time and energy.
So. Exactly.
It's tricky.
It is tricky.
It's fun, but it's tricky.
Yeah. Well, nobody said it'd be easy.
No, Lord.
So, nobody
said it wouldn't take a lot of money. It does.
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes to identifying, now that you've identified your target audience out at the kennel in Los mm-hmm. Angeles within a 3 to 5 mile radius, which is great, what kind of marketing, I mean, can you give me just in a nutshell some of the things you do to reach out to people who live within that area who are serious pet parents?
We do physical. We tried doing the U.S. Post Office direct mail. That wasn't really terrific. It was okay, but it wasn't terrific. We had about a 1% take rate. We found it even better to have door hanger cards designed for us, and we hired a couple of kids to go out and 500 or 600 or 1,000 of them all over the neighborhood so that people had it. We also so there's a physical distribution. We also invested in, this sounds crazy, but we invested in new awning, new window stuff, anything to a physical attention for people in the hood. Yeah. And we also cross-advertise our other neighborhood businesses. So if somebody's got – if Olson's Deli is running a special, we'll put that on our Facebook page. So we are really emphasizing we are part of the community. We're part – Pico Boulevard is one of L.A.'s great streets. So there's been a lot of – Mayor Garcetti just named 50 streets in L.A. that they were specially targeted. So we are really strongly tied to that effort so that we're very much foot in the neighborhood. And then on the social, on the e-marketing side of it, we spend money in Facebook because Facebook is actually the place that we had most target. We can target two particular zip codes. So we have 20 zip codes in that physical geographic okay. footprint that we can target boarding services to or self-wash or daycare. So we send out specific little average ads that I've designed using a very cool product called Canva, C-A-N-V-A. It's a way to design Facebook and Instagram ads incredibly simply, and that's what we do.
That's really interesting. To be able to reach out directly to the people like that is important. Now, do you communicate with any of the veterinarians to let them know about your products also?
We do, and that's one of the things. Because we do a lot of rescue work, so we give away free or deep discounted services. So we almost constantly have quite a few dogs that aren't really pulling their fair weight, but we don't care because they need it and we love doing it. But they also need veterinary services too, often. So we find vets who are willing to help out and they give the rescues a break. And some of the vets we just love. And so what we're always doing is we're, again, that cross-advertising. So we'll talk about how Dr. Nassi, who owns Beverly Robertson, what he's been doing for my sister's dog who's fighting cancer. So we try to balance it out and we make mention of other we're really big about relationships and reaching out and being open to it's not a zero sum game. Every time somebody else does well doesn't mean I lose. It's all about growing this community right. and the impact of the community. Yeah. So yeah,
that falls into the category in guerrilla lingo as being fusion marketing. So you're working with non-competing companies that cater to the same clientele.
Yeah, we figured it's a huge market. If you look at the pet industry, it's huge. The money is huge. And the number of dogs in L.A. is huge.
That's
and
right.
So we figured there's an awful lot of space for everybody to play in. And
it really
so
is.
We really – it doesn't hurt us. And we just – you know, I always had the theory. When I was in AT&T, it took us a long time to get people to understand this, is that shared power is big power. So if I can mobilize a whole team of 200 people, as I did when I was in AT&T, to make an effort and make an imprint, that's going to be an awful lot bigger than if I only have mobilizing, you know, five people. So that's what it's all about. Right. Same thing.
Another term that comes out of guerrilla marketing is coopetition. And this is a case where your sister would befriend some of the other kennel operators there because each one has their differentiators.
Yes, exactly. LA Pet Care is one of our – they could be considered a direct competitor of ours. They have a lot of dogs. Some of them actually are dogs. And they offer a different but related services. But as my sister says, they bring those dogs that they're caring for to our place for baths. So we get money from them. They get money from us. It all kind of – it's all a big kind of organic community. So.
You're all a bunch of smart cookies here.
I don't know about that, but we had good training. We both grew up in AT&T, and we learned a lot of good things, some of them bad things that we would never do, but a lot of good things too.
Well, this is interesting. We're going to break here for a moment and to hear some of our advertisers, and I'm going to come back and we'll talk a little bit further. I want to talk about working with your pet retailers, both on the green side as well as the pet side. Mm-hmm.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio program entitled Teachable Moments in Business. We've had a wonderful conversation, and we're not quite done yet. Jane and I have been discussing her eco dog care business, which includes both a kennel operation out in Los Angeles, California, as well as a company that manufactures healthcare products. So, Jane, you and I have talked about knowing your target audience and reaching out to them, and you did go through that process of determining who your audience should be for your eco products. I was interested in the fact that you are reaching out even to a local retailer, and that was Barclays, Andy Cohen, who owns that store. In fact, I met him before he opened up his business.
I did.
Yes, and I interviewed him here on this program about a month and a half ago. We had quite a conversation.
Oh, cool.
And what was funny is as we were discussing different business tactics, he was taking notes, and when the program was over, he said, Vicki, I learned a few things from you today.
I know, but that's the mark of somebody who's been in business. You know that you have to learn all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
that's cool.
I'll have to have him back one of these days.
Yeah.
But you and your husband, Alan Kalish, have been reaching, or you plan to reach out to Andy to find out how he's doing with your product line.
Yeah, we have we haven't made a lot of inroads. Retail is a real black hole for me in terms of understanding how it works. I have 27 years in AT&T, and not one piece of that had anything to do with retail. So I came in here with a really blank look on my face and in my brain. So we thought naively that if we had a good product, and we knew we did because we're out in a couple stores in Los Angeles and we're selling well out there, that I could just go to a retailer and say, "Hey, would you like to carry our product?" And that's what I learned. No, that's not the way it works. You have to go through a distributor. You have to find a distributor willing to help you. And distributors don't really like to deal with small organizations because that's just not their economies of scale. You just don't fit into the way they make money, which is understandable. It's just not the way it works. So we've been trying to find smaller retailers. We're in negotiations right now with a company out in Northern California and Arizona. And we're trying to find another one called Elo Product Pet Products, because they're another kind of a niche player, and that's what we need, niche players. But so when we went to Andy and Lisa Cohen over at Barclays, we loved their business. They have a nice operation over
there. They do. It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. And Andy bakes the biscuits, and I bake biscuits for their business. Strangely enough, I bake about 1,000 biscuits every 2 weeks and send them out to my sister, because that's one of our little differentiators for service.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy, but I learned how to make biscuits because I wanted to know what all the ingredients are in them.
Yeah.
So people are like, "You're baking biscuits." I'm like, "I know, but that differentiates us, you know, and that's just what we have to do." And I like the fact that Andy was doing that, because that was just reminded me so much. But our products don't really sell very well in that store, and I don't know why. So while I'm here on this program, Alan's gone over to talk to Andy to find out what can we do better to support him, to support his customers. How can we help generate some revenue for both of us? And I, because I'm kind of stumped. We also used to sell it at the Hungry Hound in Somerville, also another nice business. But they liked our product, but they had such a difficult time overcoming their customers' concerns about no suds. So it's not that our products Simply Clean doesn't have suds. It does. It just doesn't foam a lot. And so people think it doesn't work, and therefore they don't want to use it.
Yeah.
And so if the retailer isn't on board and doesn't want to spend time and doesn't have time to spend because they've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on, it's hard to get people past that initial, you know, concern. When we started our business in LA, we had people fussing all the time about, "It's not got enough suds. It's not going to work." Well, they got hooked. And once they got hooked, then they're like, "Oh, this is really well. I love this stuff." But that's a learning cycle. So how can we help classic pet retailers overcome that learning cycle and that concern so that they can help their customers be happy? That's what we're trying to figure out. We haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where we are right now. That's our big, I wish I knew what to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, retailers, some of them like to buy POP displays or point-of-purchase displays. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do talk about in my marketing classes is the concept of shopper marketing. And shopper marketing is a concept where that takes into consideration that there are theoretically two different kinds of customers that come into a store. One's the customer who knows he's on a mission. He knows what he's going to buy. Then you have the shopper who buys by impulse quite often. In fact, I think in the overall, I read somewhere recently that all purchasing is probably close to 70% impulse anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, when it comes to the shopper who's kind of the window shopping, looking around to see what might be attractive to them, it's important to educate the retailer on how to sell your product once that person's in the door. So theoretically, your cost of marketing is actually put into the store rather than getting people to go to the store. Once they're there, they're a captive. So you're teaching the store owner how to sell your stuff once the pet parent walks into a store.
That's actually a good idea, because I just did a blog on why we don't use particular additives into our thing, and I realized I did not educate folks like Andy on why we're not doing it. So if I could do that, that might help. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, that
cool.
would help. And also, if you can have package stuffers, if he has shopping bags or even hang tags on a shelf that people can read, or even a POP, even just a shelf talker that can be placed below the product, something like that.
Yep.
But the fact that it doesn't suds up you know, one of the things that's occurring, this is where I'm doing my brainstorming here, but Jeffrey Gittimer is one of my favorite authors, and he talks about being able to say you're the first, the best, the only, the original. I wonder if there is a way of tying in the sudsless characteristics of your product, saying the only sudsless shampoo that works or that won't harm the environment, but it'll keep your dog extra clean. I don't know if there's some way to tie
that in. I know.
I
have to think about that. I'm having a brain drizzle right now, not a brainstorm. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How do I differentiate myself? And, you know, I think it's not really the – because it does – I'm thinking about one of our, the king of this segment, this market segment, is Earth Bath, and they are wonderful. But we offer a slightly different value prop, as they say in marketing, to Earth Bath. And I'm trying to figure out how could I capitalize on that in a, you know, they call it the elevator pitch. How do you do that in as few words as possible for a shelf tag? And that's what I have to figure out, because – the Earth Bath has the same exact base, eco-friendly base, as we do.
They do.
And there also is a low sudsing formula. And, you know, obviously people have overcome that, you know, but they've been in business for 25 years or more. They're very terrific. So I just had to figure out what is the shelf tag. So this would be the product view of an elevator speech. What is the shelf tag that makes us? And that's why I kind of focused in on toxin-free. Because I used to say eco-smart, but nobody knows what that means other than me. So, but toxin-free, and toxin-free really isn't enough yet. But, I'm brain-drizzling. It's like Mother Nature-powered, eco-powered or something.
Something like
– something.
when I teach my class on selling skills, one of the techniques is to say, unlike the other companies, this is what we do. This is why you're not talking about the competition, but you're putting a negative concern in the minds of your customers about the other brand. So, there's actually probably some more brainstorming we could do one of these days.
That's true.
And we're coming close to the end of this program.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Which we could have gone on for another hour.
Said, Jane, shut up. But, I love this business. I've learned so much, and it's great fun. I have learned a lot of fun things. So I do love it.
Well, tell us how we can get hold of you here in your sales office in New Jersey for the products, and perhaps some of our listeners know folks out in California.
Sure. Yep. Our website is ecodogcare.com, ecodogcare.com, and that's our products website that'll get you to our services business as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our services business is ecodogcarela.com. And that'll also cross-reference you back to our products business. My telephone number is 908-797-4502. And my email address is ecodogcare@gmail.com.
Okay. So that's – I appreciate that. In fact, we have a – I do have a Gmail account, Teachable Moments in Business, at Gmail. So perhaps if somebody has a question for you, they could either contact you directly, or if they – lose your contact information, they can certainly get in touch with us. I think that this was a great program. The pet industry offers so many opportunities, and it's, you know, when I got into it, it was multi-million back 40 years ago, and now we're talking 60 billion or more.
It's astonishing.
This year. It is astonishing, and it's a business that's going to continue to grow.
I think it is. I see nothing but up on it. It's just a question of when I think it's going to consolidate and people figure out what's going to last.
Yeah. And pets are more and more members of the family. That's not going to change either. And they're living longer, and they need the care and the resources that your company offer.
It's a global footprint.
Absolutely. So, folks, you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and I hope that you'll join us again next week. There's a woman coming to talk about a brand new system that will help people to keep track of all of the things we have to do today. Today, everybody's stretched. So it's a system that she has developed that may be a great help to those who are listening. So if you have questions, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page by that name. Please check in. And I'll be here again next week, next Thursday. And please listen. Thank you very much.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
In this case, it was what apparently just seemed to be a vagrant in a vestibule, and it turned out to be the most important terrorist case solved since 9/11.
A police spokesman today as they released the body cam footage showing the arrest of the terrorist bomber in New York and New Jersey. Officials released the video to show that the officers followed the procedures to the letter. Donald Trump on the campaign trail today asking for people to make a change in Washington.
I'm asking people